And the second reading is from Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 10. Jesus heals a crippled woman on the Sabbath. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Margaret. I need to have a shorter password. Right. We've just heard a couple of readings talking about the Sabbath. And I just need to get a prop that we'll be using shortly. Can I ask, have any of you come across rules that you just think are a bit silly, a bit petty? Shout out any examples, anything that springs to mind? Right, having to fill in a great long form. Why can't we just have a quick chat on the phone or face-to-face or something? Yep. In business, we often have that phrase again, you know, there's another meeting that could have been an email. We could have just literally done this in 2 seconds rather than have a big meeting and everybody together. Those kind of things as well. Oh, yes. How many here got that from their parents as they were growing up? Yes. Elbows off the table. Oh, no pudding if you don't eat up. Yes. But is it okay perhaps to have pudding first occasionally? Do you know, I did that for my kids once and they said, "Please, can we not do that again? It's really weird." It's bizarre. But they didn't want it. But what about, has anybody here, and let's make this a rhetorical question. Has anybody here ever gone just a tiny bit over the speed limit occasionally? And it might have been for very good reason. Maybe you were trying to help someone, trying to get someone. I mean, I was once, when I was at university, was taking a friend to hospital, to A&E. I'm not going to sit at 29 and a half miles an hour when someone's very injured. But also, if we've got some younger members in here, so there's the odd school rule, I'm sure, that you wish wasn't quite there. So, we have rules. Why do we have rules? Why do we have rules if they annoy us? Why do we have rules if they seem to get in the way? And I think there has to be a balance, doesn't there? Because if we had no rules, if we had the original meaning of the word anarchy, which is no rules, so I'm obviously not anywhere near old enough to remember this, but apparently in the Spanish Civil War, they had a territory in Spain where they tried to have anarchy as their lack of rule of law. And it didn't work. It worked for a few weeks, but then some people always wanted a bit more than they were meant to have, you know, a bit of jealousy creeps in, bit of trying to get one over on someone else. So actually having no rules didn't work. So then we talk about freedom. So what is freedom? Freedom is about being allowed to do things within boundaries, not being allowed to do absolutely anything you want, anytime you want, which seems to be what some people are trying to make it these days. We hear a lot about freedom of speech, don't we? But again, that has to be within boundaries. It's not the ability or the right to say absolutely anything you want to anyone. So rules can be good. Can be good. What I'd like you to think about, and can you have, I'm going to give you a maximum of 2 minutes. Can you come up with one rule on your table, one rule that you would like to have that you think would help people love each other better? A rule that would help people love each other better. Off you go. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'll put a timer on you. Right. Let's get some thoughts around, and just because people always start by sitting at the back of the room, we'll come to the back table first. What's an idea of a rule that would help us love each other a bit better, perhaps?
Oh, Rovi, do you want all four? Who are you, one? Just to listen.
To listen.
That's the first thought.
Just to listen. To listen properly. To listen to really try and understand other people, rather than la, 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 which happens too often, doesn't it? Too often.
I've got more.
Thank you very much. So, to listen properly.
It's all to do with mobile phones. Not allowed.
Oh.
Not allowed to use mobile phones when you're at a table or anywhere social.
Did you know? I don't know if any of you are aware. There's a couple of years ago, a new word was brought into the English language. It's an official new word in the English dictionary. You know the idea of snubbing people when perhaps they're talking to you and you just... There is now fubbing. So if I snub you by being on my phone, I'm listening. I am fubbing you. A PH with a fu, yes, for fub. So, not snubbing people on the phones, So listening, again, it's a bit like listening, but paying attention to people, not being distracted on our phones. And what about this table? A thought. Go for it.
Every morning, knock on the neighbor's door and say good morning. And that's a street rule.
Oh, how cool would that be? Spread the love around in the morning. Thank you. Not before 10 o'clock. Well, at the weekend, not before 10 o'clock, perhaps. I really like that idea. Actually, make sure all your neighbours are fine and that they're well and that everybody is good, you know? That was one of the good things, perhaps, that came out of COVID that seems to have disappeared again a bit, doesn't it? You know? Can we ask the middle table here, please? Your thoughts. Go on, then.
Be more thoughtful and kind.
Right. In a world where you can be anything, be kind was a phrase, wasn't it, for a while? Be thoughtful and kind. It's quite simple. Thank you.
Take time to listen first. Think of the other person's perspective before speaking.
Right. Yes. Have that phrase, don't we? Walk a mile in other people's shoes. Empathy. Be empathetic. It's a lot about listening and paying attention to other people, isn't it? Rather than focusing inwards. It's about, let's focus outwards on other people. And I think that's what's really important. So, yes, oh, the thing's gone off again. Yes, we have lots of rules. And I really need to sort this rule out on here. The rules can be good, and we can encourage good rules to help us to know people better, interact with people more, actually spread the love around. Just want to call out, I'm going to call out a few rules now. And I want you to either shout break or keep. Is it a rule we should break and get rid of, or is it a rule we should keep? So, thinking about I'll maybe think about your school careers, but also young person there for your school. Is it okay to help someone in your class during a test? Should we keep that rule or break that rule? Is it okay to help someone in a test? Oh, it depends on the test, doesn't it, probably? What about, have any of you got pets here? Anybody got pets, dogs or whatever? Would it be okay to feed your dog on a Sunday? Is that okay? We'll keep, yeah, that's good then. Okay, and that was a bit like we heard in the gospel reading, actually. What about crossing the street if the little man is red? Should that be allowed? Maybe. Depends if the road's clear, I guess. But if someone's in trouble on the other side, then maybe that would be okay to do, wouldn't it? So many of these things, it's the context, isn't it? It's the context. And that's what Jesus was on about in the reading we heard in Luke. That's what it was all about. Because he was always getting into trouble for breaking rules. That's what Jesus did sometimes, wasn't it? But he only did it when he was helping people. He only did it because compassion was more important than rules. But in the story we heard, he broke some of the rules. So the religious elders, the rabbis of his time, they had spent ages writing down all the rules about what counted as work and what wasn't work for the Sabbath. They literally had lists and lists of things that counted as work or not. Now, what we heard in the Gospel of Luke, I think, shows us three things in particular. Firstly, it shows us the huge compassion that God has for everybody. Jesus always said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Anything he did was God's work. So we're seeing the compassion of God. That's what we're seeing. Now then, I said I was going to need to use this prop. Is there a young person that fancies trying to wear this rucksack for me? Do you want to try this on? No? You don't have to. Does anybody else? Can I ask someone to come and just put this? It's not very heavy. As you can see, it's not heavy. Yeah, please. There you go. A nice young man from the audience. What I'd like you to do, please, is now stoop right over looking at the floor. And could you walk carefully, not bang into anything, up to the end and back, just while I burble on a bit. Is that okay? Thank you very much. And this is a bit possibly like how the lady was in the story we heard. But imagine being like this for 18 years. Imagine he's struggling to look up, to see people, to see faces, to see friends, to talk to people. Imagine the pain it would cause. Thank you so much. The pain is...
Can I get up
now? Yep.
You're not going to pray for me together.
In a moment. Can you imagine, though, being like that for 18 years? Now, I know 18 years is quite a long time. It's hard to imagine a period of time that long. I've got three children, and my youngest turned 18 about a month ago. So imagine her, for me, her whole life having been bent over, not being able to stand up. It is a very, very long time. And the thing that really shows God's compassion in this story, I think, is that Jesus didn't wait for the lady to come to him. He called her over and went to heal her. And as soon as he touched her, she could stand up and praise God. He didn't wait. He saw someone in so much pain who had been like that for so long that he literally changed her life in a second. But the second thing this story shows is that you're always going to have a critic somewhere, aren't you? Always somewhere. I'm sure you guys do some stuff for the very best intentions in the church here, but there'll be someone that just doesn't quite like what you're doing. And unfortunately, there was a man like that in this story, as we heard. A man completely unmoved by what he had seen. So imagine having the front row seat on this amazing miracle. This lady for 18 years suddenly is upright and is praising God. And you go, shouldn't have done that today. You've got 6 days you could have healed that person and you did it on the Sabbath. How hard-hearted is that? Completely unmoved by what he had just witnessed. Just cared about the rules, the laws, what you should do. You all are aware of the phrase, I'm sure, a job's worth. Well, you had in our calendar, you know, you have Monday to Saturday to do that, and you did it on the Sunday. That's not right. And I don't know why I had to use that accent, but it just felt right. I'm really sorry. It just felt right. Anybody who comes from that part of the world, I sincerely apologise. But it's all about someone just completely hard-hearted, unmoved, even though they had seen this amazing miracle. And all they cared about was the rules. Now, okay, the rules for the Sabbath were coming from a very good place. Commandment number 3, the full version of which is, 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the 7th day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor your foreigner residing, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. And the rabbis had worked out that, do you know what? It was okay to do emergency healing on the Sabbath. That didn't count as work. That was fine. But this lady's life was obviously not in danger. So because she had been healed in a non-emergency setting, that counted as work. And so Jesus had broken the rules. But I'm not sure how much work it really took him to do. I can't imagine him breaking out in a huge sweat and mucky clothes to do a miracle. But it broke the rules. They had really, as I've said several times, really strict rules. One of them was about, I asked you if it was okay to feed your dog on a Sunday. Well, they had rules about watering their cattle, which we heard about in the gospel story. But to get around the fact that they might have to walk quite a long way to go to a well, they created kind of a little loophole. So near the well, they'd have a shack that they would call a temporary home. So they were moving all their animals from one home to a temporary home, so that didn't count as movement. So they hadn't used any paces, they hadn't done any walking, because they were just going home. They were able to water them, and then they walked back to their proper home. So that didn't count, because if you walked more than 2,000 cubits, so if you walked more than about a kilometre, then you'd cross the boundary and you're into work. You're allowed to get up to about a kilometre before it was classed as work. Well, often the watering holes were much further than that, so they created the loophole. But the final thing that that we learn from this story, we learn from this example. Jesus didn't try to hide what he did. He didn't try and just do it quietly. Come here, come on. We'll just do it around here, right. Go home quick. Don't show anybody. And then tomorrow you can come out dancing. But don't today. No, it was in front of everybody. And to use a very colloquial phrase, you know, the crowd went wild because they saw what he had done. And the rabbi says you shouldn't have done it. And he says, actually, yes, you look after your animals on the Sabbath. You untie your animals and water them. Why on earth would you not untie a human? Untie her from this spirit that had broken her. And it was about freeing. It was about that rules are there to allow us to do things. They shouldn't be there to stop us doing things. You can look at rules two ways, can't you? If you've got a book of rules somewhere, so occasionally, I don't know if you ever had this, Kath, at the university, but I have before now. You sit down to have a meeting, and one of the first things someone says is all the things you can't do. That really doesn't help, does it? Let's think about what we can do. Because Jesus was about removing chains, not adding chains. He was about making life free, and that's why the crowd loved what he said, because it showed that God was about growth, was about empowerment, was about freedom. It was not about being chained down by lots and lots of rules. The trouble is, the rules get used as, can't do that, not, let's think of a way we can do that. And we see that in life so often. Because it's a comfortable place to be, isn't it, behind the rules? It's easy to be behind the rules. Ah, the rules won't let me do this. It's not me, it's the rule book. I'm not allowed to let you do it. Sorry, it's the rule book, not me. It's a really comfy place to be. My eldest, my son, is in the army. Excuse me. And he meets some characters. So he works in intelligence, and he has to deal with government agencies. And some of the government people, you can just see them a mile off. They've got the same suit, the same briefcase, and they come in, and it's all about what you can't do. So you can just see them, and they walk in the room. You know how it's a bit like some people walk in a room and they have the ability to kind of take all the energy out of it in about 2.5 seconds? How do they do that? These people do that because they feel so safe by sticking with the rules. There is a phrase that was used in business for a long time that was, no one got fired for buying IBM. So IBM, a maker of computer, they weren't the best, but they were well known. So if you bought IBM, no one was going to tell you off for buying that brand of computer. But they weren't the best thing to use. But it was easy to stick behind the safe kind of rules. But we need to sometimes break out, because sometimes compassion has to trump rules. Compassion has to come in front of, you can't do that. And while I was preparing for this, I came across a short poem that a pastor wrote. And this poem is called, Child of God, You Are Free. I'd just like to share it with you. Stand up to the powers that be, holding up the law intended for life, freedom, healing, and used all too often only as control. Stand up. Celebrate the Sabbath with a smile and a shout. Celebrate the Sabbath. Keep it holy with joy. Celebrate the Sabbath and send the devil packing out of your life. Forget the cry of the controlling, holding up the law while running from it. The law was made for do's, and we've turned it into a book of don'ts. From life to death, stand up and celebrate. Sing with joy and thanksgiving. And on the seventh day, God rested, and it was good. God wants to have a relationship with us, and if we're not careful, the rules will prevent that. We need to show love, compassion, caring. This world is in such need of that at the moment. There is so much darkness and hatred and intolerance. Where compassion is useful, where we can help other people, let's not be afraid to break rules and have and build a wonderful relationship with God, because love and compassion will always beat the rules. So I'd like to finish with a short prayer. Let us pray. Father, you are an amazing God. You go against our human tradition. You shame us when we're all about rules and regulations built on our own self-centeredness. Help us instead to turn to you in all the freedom of our Saviour Jesus, who refused to be put in a box. Sometimes it's okay to break the rules when the rules are contrary to what you would have us do. Help us to live freely in you through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus. Amen. Time for another song, if that's okay, please.